This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Joining me now from Gun Owners of America, because Gun Owners of America have been doing some good stuff here of late, is Stephen Williford. He is he's the barefoot defender. You know, he's the good guy with the gun that showed up at Sutherland Springs back in 2017, right about 6 years ago. Was that the 6th or the 5th that happened?
Well, it was on the 5th.
The 5th, so... 6 year anniversary, which is sort of, I'm sure, sort of bittersweet for you. But on the other hand, you guys have been doing some really good work here of late at Gun Owners of America. What have you secured for the rights of America? Because you got a good one.
Well, see, with the pistol brace ban that's been going on for a while now, the ATF just decided that they were going to make the pistol braces illegal, and like 40 million of them are out there. And they just redefined it and decided to make it into a short barrel rifle. So it had to be registered and pay a $200 tax stamp fee.
Right.
And Gun Owners of America went to fight with that right away, and we are battling it. And we took it, and at first they got a stay for all of Gun Owners of America members. And we were trying to get it for the whole nation, but the judge said only for plaintiffs. Well, of course, we got that ruling, and the ATF was fighting that. And at one point, the ATF said, how can we even enforce it if there's a stay for GOA members, and GOA will not give us a list of its members, nor should GOA ever give them a list of the members.
No, they should not.
And so the judge, you know, just kind of scratched his head and thought about that and said, you know what? You're right. So let's just make the stay nationwide for everyone. And that came down yesterday, meaning that if you have a pistol brace and you have not registered your pistol brace and paid your $200 stamp fee, that you are exempt from it, and it goes away until the Supreme Court hears it. And we're really sure that the Supreme Court will side with us on it and totally overturn it for good. But what a big thing that is, you know. It was great that we got it for our membership, but it's even better that we got it for our nation. We shouldn't have to... What does shall not be infringed really mean, you know? They were just trying to get registration of all of these pistol braces so that at some point that they could pick them up. And you know it, and everybody else knows it also.
That's the only reason they ever have a registration.
And you were talking about universal registration or universal background checks,
yep.
And GOA has been fighting that also. Joe Biden wants it to happen, and the ATF has now done some things saying, you know, if you're to sell a gun for profit, then you are supposed to be an FFL dealer. They're trying to force universal background checks. And of course, the ATF or the GOA is all over that also, and that is illegal. And we have caught them saving a registry. We're the ones that caught it and brought it again. We're fighting universal background checks and registries in general. Because it's all against the Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, what they're primarily talking about is private sales, right? When they want to do away with private sales without having a background check, right?
Exactly, or as they call it, the gun show loophole. And most of them can't even define what the gun show loophole is supposed to be, you know. But they want to, if you want to sell one of your guns, say to buy another gun, they want you to go down and make a record of it or go through an FFL dealer. If you want to pass a gun to your son or something like that, they want to know you're doing it, which creates universal background checks, which creates a registry for your gun,
right,
so that they will know where they are when they want to come knocking at your door, kicking it in the middle of the night to go pick it up because they don't believe you should own it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but all of this nonsense they've got going on there right now, all the things that they want, all of these stabs at gun control, this is really a stab in the dark, isn't it? They're clutching at straws trying to find something that is not really a thing.
Well, it is. They're just kind of grabbing the things and whatever they can do. That's just like the frame and receiver ban that we are fighting right now. You know, the frame and receiver, since this country was built, you were able to buy to build your own firearm.
Right.
And the frame and receiver ban basically said, no, if you build a gun, a ghost gun, quote unquote ghost gun, because they like to use these terms that sound, because words matter.
Scary.
You know, so they act like this is a new thing or something with frames and receivers. No, since the inception of our nation, you've been able to build guns that didn't have serial numbers on them and keep them bare arms. And so they're fighting that. So they're doing everything they can to stop gun ownership. Because it's about control. It's not gun control, but it's about control.
Right.
They want you to depend solely on them for your protection, for everything about it. And look, they work for us. They are employed by America's people. And they need to realize that. And so you can't tell your employer what he can and can't do. That's why Shona being fringe means exactly that, is because they work, and when they get out of hand, we should remove them from office.
Yeah.
Take their job away from them, because they're trying to tell the boss what to do.
Well, That is a good victory that you guys got. I'm sure the ATF didn't see that coming. Now, in the next segments, I want to talk about the stupidity of some of the stuff they're trying to do, and maybe if you know some of the stuff that's going to be brought up against them and where they're going to be facing this stuff, that would be sort of interesting to discuss. Gun Owners of America. This is gunowners.org. Gun Owners of America is the biggest bang for the buck you're going to find. If you join them, right, if you join GOA, you're going to get involved with the only no-compromise gun rights outfit out there today. And that's nothing but good. That is nothing at all but good stuff. To do that, go to gunowners.org and join the people. I mean, Steve, they have changed with the times, too. They have some of the best lawyers, some of the best young 2A lawyers in the United States, like Steven Stambolia, Rob Olson. I mean, Mike Hammonds has been out there, but I don't know how often he's working. But those two guys by themselves are just pounders. So, gunowners.org. That's where you need to go. Talking to Steven Stambolia, they've had a couple of really good developments, and we're going to break these down for you. so you understand what's coming next. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are speaking with Stephen Wilford from Gun Owners of America. And they have just, in court, secured an exemption while all of this stuff is going on, for anybody with a pistol brace on their rifle right now today, on their gun, whatever you want to call it, whatever nomenclature you want to attach to it, because the judge looked at the stupidity of just, you know, these segmented protected classes and thought, yeah, they're right. But, I mean, that was something that was brought up by ATF. You think they regret that one?
Well, you know, they should be regretting that they even tried this, you know, because if you look at it, the stupidity of it all, you know, it infringes upon your right. And this will actually even possibly open the door for further lawsuits from what the judge said. Will actually crack the door open for further lawsuits, maybe to get the NFA, National Firearms Act, completely overturned, which is one of our big goals, is to overturn the NFA. We shouldn't have short barrel rifle tax. You know, people don't understand where that came from.
Right.
The NFA Act was specifically in 1934 enacted for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that was to get Al Capone. And so they enacted a tax on short-barreled rifles, shotguns, short-barreled shotguns, full automatics, and suppressors.
Right.
And they said, well, we're not infringing upon the Second Amendment because we didn't make them illegal. We just put a tax on them.
Right.
And what they did is they caught Al Capone for what? For tax evasion.
Yeah.
Because Al Capone did not register and pay his $200 fee for all of his guns. And so they put him in jail for tax evasion. Now, I'm not trying to defend Al Capone by any means. He was a horrible character that murdered many people.
Right.
But they couldn't nail that down on him. So what they did is they enacted something that affected every American person that owned a gun at that time, and said if your rifle isn't at least 16 inches, then it's a short-barreled rifle. You must pay a stamp fee, a tax on it. And nowhere else in our whole have we enacted a tax on what is supposed to be a right. Right down to, they tried to do a poll tax to be able to make it where only rich people could vote in this nation.
Right.
Well, obviously, the Supreme Court overturned a poll tax because that was restricting on one of our God-given rights.
Okay.
So, right there, that set precedence and should have overturned the NFA Act and stuff like that. Because you don't put a tax on a God-given right.
Right.
And that's what a God-given right, our Bill of Rights are considered to be God-given rights. They are not a right that is given to us by our government. Instead, they are a right recognized by our government as God-given. Because what the government gives you, it can take away. But if it's a God-given right, they can't take it away. And that's why the Bill of Rights was written the way it is. Please go to gunowners.org and sign up.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a pretty good given. What is it? Is it still $25 for a membership there?
It's still $25 for a membership, for an annual membership. It's $25. And you, of course, you can do a Patriot membership, which you can do $25 a month, $35 a month, or whatever you decide as a Patriot member. And then you can do a life membership for $1,000. And really, it's a deal anyway.
I'm going to tell you something about GOA. Gun Owners of America, whenever one of these rampage killings starts or happens, and they're looking for somebody to sacrifice on the altar of anti-guns on the fake stream media. Gun Owners of America has never been afraid to get out there and play that game with them. And normally they sort of, I remember Larry Pratt getting on Piers Morgan's show twice, and he just twisted him up in knots. It was hilarious to watch because Piers had an axe to grind. He thought Larry was a very dangerous man, Larry Pratt. Larry's very smart. He's not exactly an MMA fighter, but he thought he was very dangerous. Do you remember all that when that was going down?
I'm going to tell you, if you look at any one of the Pratt men that I know and call them dangerous, you're an idiot. They may be dangerous to somebody, criminal or something like that, but they are not. They're very Christian men, and they're not dangerous to any innocents at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's Larry. Larry's a very much a man of God, and I'm sure Erica does not fall for if he falls anywhere on the ground, because Larry always characterized Eric Pratt as an upgrade, so.
Eric is absolutely, I don't know Larry, but I do know Eric very well. And he's the kind of friend, the kind of man that you want around you all the time.
Yep.
He's got a great sense of humor. He's just a really good guy all around. And I can't say enough good about him. But it's an honor to work with the same, organization that he's involved in.
Yeah. I get that. I understand that completely. So, having said all of that, we're about to go into a break, and when we get back, I want to talk about how this might be used to pull apart the NFA. Because the NFA, I always thought when they decided to go, the bump stock was one thing, because that was never part of the NFA. But when they decided to go after pistol braces, right, and they said, and that's the only thing they're looking at right now. The brace, or the, excuse me, the frame thing. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing, but it's equally as important. But none of this is actually part of the NFA, and this is where they were attempting to rope in about 40 million people and put them in the registry, along with all the fully automatic and suppressor people and short-barreled shotgun and rifle people, and all those other guys, and. I just want to talk about what you think is a possibility that we will be able to pull apart the NFA with this. Sir, you stand by if you will be so kind. Stephen Williford, he is the barefoot defender. He's the one that disrupted the pattern in Sutherland Springs 6 years ago. He stopped a rampage killer. He met evil, and he proved how awful goodness is when evil meets it. And that's an excellent example of somebody representing 2A stuff. I can't think of a better person than Stephen Wilford. So we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Israeli forces advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza report intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles. Former President George W. Bush expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. Instead of a standalone program, the lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. With the pistol brace thing, Stephen, they had gotten out there, and when those things came out, they were designed for handicapped people. They were designed by a guy. SB Tactical became the company, but they were designed by a guy to help his friends shoot. And what this boils down to is that the ATF does not like the idea of somebody taking a gun that they call a pistol and holding it in such a way to where part of it is hitting their shoulder. This is all about posture, isn't it? Of holding the gun.
Absolutely. Well, again, I believe it's about control. They can control something that they can just decide to, you know, and so when it first came out, the ATF did everything they could and said, you know what? It's legal. There's nothing we can do about it. And then they said, well, what about if somebody gets caught shouldering this pistol brace? And they said, as long as it doesn't get shouldered all the time. Now we're in a really gray area.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're starting to, well, as long as they don't shoulder it all the time, you know. Well, how can you tell when I shoulder a pistol brace and when I hold it with a pistol, like a pistol with wrapped around my arm? You know, and this made it easy for, say, somebody injured in battle.
Right.
That only has one hand, maybe, or very weakened in the other hand, or even weak in the hand that he holds it. It makes it where his arm will help brace it, and that's why it's called a pistol brace or an arm brace. for a pistol. And it's just a little piece of plastic. It doesn't make the gun any more deadly. It doesn't give it any more velocity or anything else. It doesn't, as a matter of fact, how silly is this? It certainly doesn't make it any more concealable because it's actually adding something to the pistol.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you would say that it is a danger other than it now it makes it more like a rifle is what they tried to say. And they're trying to get around the NFA Act. Well, this judge, when he looked at it, basically kind of in said that it might even have in 1934 been infringing on the rights of people to bear arms in 1934. The NFA Act originally had pistols into it, too. And at the last minute, they knew it would not pass with pistols in the original text. So they pulled pistols out, and at the very last moment, they threw suppressors in. And I don't know if you know this or not, but in Europe, if you can get a gun, you are considered uncivilized if you shoot it without a suppressor.
That's right.
Because suppressors, even OSHA has recognized suppressors as a safety object for hearing protection. And why would we have a problem with a suppressor? Because a suppressor doesn't totally deaden the sound.
No.
It just lightens the sound. You still hear the shot, and if you're shooting sonic ammunition, which most of the time most guns are, then you even get the sonic crack of the bullet moving through supersonic speed, just like you would if a jet moving faster than the speed of sound.
I've heard that, you know, in the comparative, like especially with rifles, it takes the noise down to the level of a jackhammer. That's not exactly a silencer, is it?
No, it is not a silencer. It doesn't truly silence.
No.
So it's still loud. And, you know, we were on the cusp of having that overturned. We were within 4 days of it having that overturned in the United States Congress. We had the votes to do it. And then Las Vegas happened, and Hillary Clinton stood up there and said, see how many more people would have died if we would have had the Suppressor Freedom Act. And she lied. Either she lied or she was very deceitful. Either she didn't understand what a suppressor does and doesn't do, or she lied about it.
Right.
Because he was, what, 34 floors up and 300 and something yards away, shooting through hotel glass. And they weren't hearing the shot. Most of that was contained in the hotel room and the distance. What they were hearing down on the streets were the bullets passing through the sound barrier, like I talked about earlier. And had he been shooting subsonic ammunition, it would not have affected anybody on the ground. It might have just bumped them, but it wouldn't have penetrated.
Right.
Because if you slow those bullets down, you're not making it, it's not lethal anymore at 300 yards away.
Right.
So she was very deceitful in what she said or very ignorant. And either way, she shouldn't have been making laws or trying to make laws or preventing things from being overturned. We almost had the suppressors taken care of and made public once again. And with Bruin, it has now opened the door because of historical context. They said if it wasn't banned back in the making of our Constitution by our forefathers, it needs to be seen through historical context. And so that opens up a whole new door for possibly the fight to get the NFA Act overturned.
I guess we're going to see, because they, I kind of thought, I mean, right now with fully automatic weapons, until the Hughes Amendment is pulled back, they're very expensive, because with fully automatic weapons, in order to buy one, you have to buy one made prior to some arbitrary date in 1986. So most of the ones that are out there right now are basically antiques, right?
Yeah.
And with the rest of them, short-barreled rifle or a suppressor, like you said, in England, it, you have to jump through hoops to buy the gun, but you can buy the suppressor at Ace Hardware.
All a suppressor is a muffler.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. It's just,
we don't ban mufflers on our cars. In fact, we make them mandatory.
Yep.
And why do we do that? For hearing protection and noise pollution.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, all that being said, is as you look at all this stuff, I looked at this, and when this first started, first of all, I knew the bump stock was going to be back, which it's about to be back. The bump stock's going to be back, because all of these things that we're talking about, this is all sort of like settled law, right? These things have been legal for years. In the case of, and we're going to get into the frame thing in the next segment, but in the case of building your own gun, that's been in effect since prior to the ratification of the Bill of Rights, right? We've always done that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And before this nation was a nation, men were building their own guns. And it wasn't illegal. Please go to gunowners.org and sign up.
There you go. Gunowners.org. Gunowners of America. Go join them. Join in the fight. Everybody that joins is actually helping them fight. And that is part and parcel of what it's going to take. It's going to take an activist America to push back on all of this illegal, unconstitutional attempts to control your every movement, everything about you. Everything. And Stephen, of course, he represents them. So putting the barefoot defender out front, is that's a pretty smart idea. I don't know whose idea that was at GOA, but you should go tell them how much of a genius they are, Stephen. You should go let them know. Just reinforce that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One more time, talking to Stephen Williford. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. This thing that they're doing with the quote ghost guns. What we're describing, you know, we were building guns before they had 80% lowers, right? That's always gone on. It's always been legal.
Absolutely. It's always been legal, and from the founding of our nation, men were building guns. In fact, the British didn't like it because we were building better guns than they owned. And just like they did back in the way back before there were guns, that they decided that they would ban longbows. That way they could control the population, because the longbow at the time was the longest range weapon that was out there. And so they banned them only if you were a nobleman could you own a longbow. So we want to control you, so we don't want you reaching us with your bow. But we want to be able to reach you with ours, so let's ban the longbow. And when the United States was just a concept, and we were tired of being overtaxed and underrepresented and stuff, and we were just tired of that, they decided that they, Lexington and Concord, were the shot heard around the world. They were coming to get the settlers' guns and take them from them. And they said, no, that's not going to happen. And that's what happens. And people said, that would never happen again now, would it? Well, I'm going to tell you that human nature never changes. Humans will always be the same. And when you give them total power, they don't change. It doesn't matter. Total power corrupts totally.
Yep. Very much so. That part of it, the idea, I would have thought by now we would have changed. I would have thought by now that the Vulcans would have come down and we would have warp speed and we would have joined the Federation. Because we've got iPhones now, Stephen, but it hasn't changed, has it? It really
hasn't changed at all. There's always going to be evil. There's always going to be people that want to control other people.
Absolutely, and that's what the Second Amendment was about. That's what the Second Amendment protects, and apparently that's what GOA has to protect, the Second Amendment. We shouldn't have to have a job to protect the Second Amendment, but we do, because those that want to control totally, the only way that they can is if they can get away, do away with our ability to defend ourselves. And right now with what's going on in Israel, it's just even further proof
yep.
that we need to own our own guns. You know, you would like to think that it would never come to our shore, but I would tell you they've been importing them across our borders right now for the last 3 years.
Yep.
Just at an alarming rate. And this year alone, they caught over 300 men that were on the terrorist watch list. And I'm going to tell you, if they caught 300 of them, way more of them have come across that we didn't catch. And it could happen that they just flip a switch and then we're looking at an Israel type situation, and we need to be prepared. Back when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, someone said something about moving on to the West Coast and coming in through California and doing a ground assault. And they said, no, there's a cowboy behind every blade of grass over
yep.
there with a gun. And they were right. They couldn't have won a ground war with the U.S. because everybody here owns a gun, and they can't control that. Please go to Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org and sign up. Again, our Second Amendment protects our country. Gun Owners of America protects our Second Amendment.
I kind of think, as far as what's already here in the United States, I kind of think we already have them on the interior. I'm just waiting to see if they have managed to work themselves into cells and if they're going to get active. Because I kind of think they might be going to. And when that happens, it's going to take a few people to do what you had to do in Sutherland Springs to make that go, you know, to try to make that, to bring balance to that and stop the evil, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's the only thing we have over what Israel had, is we do have our own guns, and we won't stand for what happened to Israel. And it's going to be a lot more difficult when they do start it. And I don't think, and this is just me, I don't think it's a matter of if, I think it's a matter of when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't like that scare tactic, but I'm going to tell you, it's time to get a gun, get trained how to use it, because storms are brewing. Again, go to, we got the SHOT Show coming up soon.
Yeah.
GOA is going to be at the SHOT Show. Please go to a town called Sutherland Springs on Amazon and grab my book. Bring it to me at the SHOT Show. If you're in the industry and can go to the SHOT Show, bring it to me at the SHOT Show. I'll find my book there at the SHOT Show. Again, come sign up with Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org. Please, you can find my book at gunowners.org also. You can also find it at The Barefoot Defender. Please buy my book and help support me.
One thing I wanted to point out is you use an AR-15 in Sutherland Springs. Right now, the AR-15 market is cratered. And for everybody out there, if you need to go and buy a weapon, this is definitely the buyer's market to go buy a weapon right now. You need to arm yourself. You absolutely need to arm yourself.
Absolutely.
You like to put yours together. You like to put yours together and get some... And you use really good parts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I choose the parts that I use.
Yeah. What? How many ARs do you have now?
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Any day now, I could, I could go canoeing. Just any old day, I'd go canoeing.
I will say though that if you go to Palmetto State Armory, they have my logo on a lower receiver, the Barefoot Defender logo. They call it the Sheepdog 15, and you can get that logo on a receiver and build your own rifle. And $10 for every one of those logos goes to Gun Owners of America.
I will have to go and look. I've got a Palmetto State Armory in town. I'll have to go get with my guy David, who runs it, and see what kind of if he has those in stock. Because, yeah, that's a pretty big outfit. You probably have a few receivers getting sold, don't you?
Yeah, you can. Like I say, you can go there and type in the search on their products, Sheepdog 15 receiver, and you can either get a fully complete lower with that logo on it, or right, you can get a stripped down lower receiver with the Barefoot Defender logo on it. And like I say, $10 for each one of those that are sold actually comes to Gun Owners of America.
Outstanding.
Because I believe in what we're doing, and I think it's great.
Well, I believe in what you're doing too. Gun Owners of America has always been fearless. That's the thing about them. They're fearless. They're not afraid to get in and mix it up at any given time. There's never a bad time to fight for rights. This show, Gun Owners News Hour, is a product of Gun Owners of America. It's been being preached. The word's been being preached for a very long time. Stephen Williford is the Barefoot Defender. You can join him right now at Gun Owners of America by going to gunowners.org. Look at the various levels, or go, hey, join Gun Owners of America and get with Palmetto State and go order his lower. And get the book at Amazon. Stephen, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on again.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Yes, sir. As for me, well, I'll be back. I'll be back next weekend. Carry your concealed weapon everywhere you can go. Stay alert and stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit, and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.